board, you know, and he had authority.
Do you think they didn't, you say it was all messed up, but they knew exactly what authority he had? He had the authority over...
The Marines had authority over Marines that the Navy didn't have. Yeah, that's it.
And so he was...
So he, this Marine sergeant, could go to a captain of, or whatever he called his name, Admiral, even, and get his man. See, he had authority. He'd come up and meet us, see, and had tickets on, had tickets already purchased for, it wasn't a special train, but it was special cars.
Mm-hmm.
And we did get a good welcome, one thing.
Well, you didn't have any sergeants in your own group that would have had the authority?
Well,
but this,
no,
his mission was special.
Yeah, he had arranged to have some car, some passenger cars for us,
mm-hmm.
and all like that. Of course, the man on the boat couldn't do that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
well, did they agree to him taking you off, or was there a guff?
Well, there was no trouble, I guess. Well, when you pull into port, you know, the Navy captain doesn't. His authority comes to an end, you know.
Once the ship is docked.
Soon as the ship is docked.
Yeah.
Yeah, his authority. So our Marine sergeant had authority over us.
Mm-hmm.
When the ship docked, we were his. He'd been sent up there to get us, mm-hmm. and he got us.
Mm-hmm. So they didn't have the ship cleaned up that day.
Not by the Marines.
Oh. The Navy captain still had authority over his own men. He detailed them to do it, but he just thought he let his own men go
ashore.
These Marines,
they just used them, that was it.
Oh.
Yeah, that was it, but he didn't get away with it.
Oh, that's a good story.
We just loved that.
That's a good story.
Yeah.
And then you went by train from the same night?
He hadn't eaten a steak night before. 11 months, and he had all these. I had a restaurant. There was a restaurant that he had the tables already and the meals all cooked and they were waiting for us. But they knew that these Marines were going to arrive, and he was up. He'd been sent all the way up to Quantico, and they had a train, some cars waiting for us, and all. We had to wait there quite a while, and. We were overnight. We got in about dark, I reckon, and I don't think the train pulled out till around midnight.
Mm-hmm.
And
did you sleep in the train cars? You notice it was a Pullman car. And you slept in the train.
Yeah, we slept, but they weren't
Pullman, but they slept in Bisbee Wolf. I'm not sure.
But I didn't sleep. I stayed up. It was a moonlight night. And I stayed up practically all night, and went back on the back of the warehouse, on the step almost, you know,
off the train,
outside of the
on
car.
The observation car.
Went back through a little platform behind the car, and stood there looking out over the moonlit country all the way down, practically all the way down. And I could, the train would stop at some of the stations, you know, and sometimes it'd pull over and wait for another train to go by or something other like that, you know. But I didn't sleep hardly any that night. I was back in the United States looking at looking across the fields, you know.
When you left, you didn't know whether you'd ever see it again.
That's right. And certainly was a welcome sight. You know,
I should say so. Do you remember seeing, as you came into, you say you came into New York Harbor, do you remember seeing the Statue of Liberty and all, like the traditional arrivals to this country? Or perhaps it was dark.
Let's see.
You don't remember. You don't remember.
And it was, it was foggy.
Oh.
It was foggy.
You don't remember looking for the Statue of Liberty as you came in?
No, we didn't see. And we almost did another ship.
Oh,
you
did?
Yeah.
What was the other ship doing?
I don't know. Maybe it was lost. don't know, but we...
I mean, it was coming out that way.
We came awful close. I was...
No kidding.
I was standing and see it. The ship appear all right out of the dark, you know. And it, you know, was only 3-4 feet space between. We came awful close. They talked about it afterwards.
I should say so. Fight in France and come back and sink in the Hudson River.
We were in the Hoboken Harbor and the fog.
Kidding.
Yeah,
the fog cleared out by the time the moonlight.
Yeah, yeah. When it got back in inland, why is moonlight just clear? But that fog was right there at the landing. Yes, we ate a meal the night before.
How many were there? About 200?
A rough guess about
it. Didn't they receive the Statue of Liberty from France?
That's right. The Statue of Liberty was given to this country by France, but quite some time ago.
And we got to Quantico.
Yes, quite some time before World War I, I think.
When we got to Quantico,